when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
They found a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a barber just to curl my hair. If winter came, the mater carried me to the south. The point is that I had the best of care. Women and head waiters fawned on me. Life was just a bore till it dawned on me that if I'd ever want to be a man among men, I'd have to be manhandled now and then. Treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Make me woolly and wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek. Kiss and hug and squeeze me till I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby. Keep on treating me rough.
That was David Garrison, the voice of our introductory theme every week, treating us extremely well, actually. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. We are generously underwritten by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And that was a song, of course, by the Gershwins. That was from Girl Crazy, and that was from a studio recording done for None Such Records, Roxbury Recordings, in the 1980s. So we are looking, today is part two of a great episode we did last week of amazing scores that may have vanished if they had not been recorded with integrity in the studio, and certainly with very, very interesting, compelling people. And we'll go through all those peaks and valleys in this second hour of the great studio recordings. One of the interesting things that happens is, I think in the 60s, that starts to go away. I think everybody has stereo by then. And the need to record albums and in scores in the studio sort of wane. But then you start to have digital recording and the fact that a lot of shows of interest to people may not have made it to Broadway. So this is an odd studio recording. It's Stephen Schwartz's score to The Baker's Wife. And The Baker's Wife closed rather ignominiously out of town in the, I think, 77, 78. And a married couple called the Yekos, Bruce and Doris Yeko, got together and assembled as many of the leads as they could to record a kind of under-the-radar recording just because they liked the score so much. So it was done in someone's living room, I think. I think you'll hear Stephen Schwartz on the piano. But here is Paul Sorvino and Patti LuPone from the original cast of The Baker's Wife in a studio recording.
Darling, I have to start the bread for tomorrow. Would you like to light the oven?
Not now, Amable. It's been a long day. I'm tired.
Now, couldn't I stay to light the oven? How could it have hurt me?
And couldn't I go to have a drink? No, up to my room I slink, and heaven forbid I light the oven, give him his little lift, when all he does is put such love in everything he does for me, everything he does for me becomes almost a gift. A fresh picked rose beside my bed, the coffee pot there, hot there, when I raise my head. Each day the first things that I see is little gifts of love for me. When days were cold, when nights were rough, I thought his small ways always ought to be enough. So now why can't I gratefully accept his gifts of love for me? Time I start to learn. Time I gave him something in return. I'll share his bed. I'll bear his touch to seem more sunny. Funny shouldn't hurt too much. To force a smile is not so grim. And there'll be gifts, he'll think they're gifts, they'll seem like gifts of love to him.
Promises I keep,
making all I do.
I'll do the best I'm worthy of, and call them gifts.
I'll give her gifts.
He'll sing their gifts.
Oh, their gifts.
To him they'll seem like
that studio recording was a gift of love and devotion for the score of Stephen Schwartz's The Baker's Wife. Well, the game changer for studio recordings happened in the mid-80s when Leonard Bernstein convinced Deutsche Grammophon, or the other way around, to go into the studio and record the most full, evolved version of the score to West Side Story they could, this time with opera singers, Jose Carreras and Kiri Takanova, who may or may not have been exactly right. They certainly wouldn't have been right necessarily on stage, but in the recording studio, they not only were thrilling to listen to, but this was a huge, huge hit for Deutsche Grammophon and changed the stakes for studio recordings from the 1980s on. Here is There Ain't Nothing Like a Dame, Kiri Takanova.
I
That was from the monumental Leonard Bernstein studio recording of West Side Story. He did another of Candide, which is voluminous. I'm not sure it's better than the original cast album, but there you have it. Well, now everyone wanted to get in the act. They wanted big voices from the opera stage or the Broadway stage. And because of CDs, this was a whole nother way to get cast albums into your bookshelf or record shelf in the living room. One of my favorite recordings is a Columbia recording of South Pacific. Who needed another South Pacific from Columbia? The cast album was genius. However, some of the casting here was great. It was Kiri Takanawa again. Not the greatest Nellie Forbush, but two great performances on the album. The first by Sarah Vaughan, you know, one of my favorites, as Bloody Mary from South Pacific studio version.
Come to me. Here am I. Come to me. Come to me, come to me, valley high, valley high, valley
than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me, gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth.
The ever supple voice of Mandy Patinkin on that, I guess not Columbia anymore, Sony studio recording of South Pacific. Thomas Shepard masterminded a lot of these in the 1980s quite brilliantly. Here is one of Man of La Mancha, which for some reason, I don't forget why, didn't get a huge release, but it's Plácido Domingo. What more Spanish person could you ask than that? And our good friend Mandy Patinkin singing the opening number to Man of La Mancha.
And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled, thou hearts and his gauntlet to thee. I am Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, my destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune will carry me onward,
follow my master in the end. I'll tell all the world proudly, I'm his squire, I'm his friend.
Hear me, heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, for you destiny doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last. I am Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, my destiny calls and I go.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today's show is Great Studio Recordings Part 2. We're looking at this really expansive field in the 1980s when CDs came in, and one of the great leaders of that particular field was Roxbury Records / Nonesuch, under the guidance of the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund that recorded half a dozen Gershwin scores that had never really been properly recorded right off the bat. So they're all delightful. Here's my favorite. It's Girl Crazy, and you'll hear Judy Blazer, and then you'll hear Judy Blazer with Frank Gorshin, one of my favorite entertainers of all time. So riddle me this. Which Gershwin recording do you like best? I'd say Girl Crazy.
but not for me. He'll plan a 2x4, but not for me. I've heard that love's a game. I'm puzzled just the same. Was I the moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It started off so swell, this let's pretend. It all began so well, but what an end. The climax of a plot should be the marriage knot, but there's no knot for me.
Molly, you're making things a lot worse than they really are.
No, I'm not, Geber.
No.
I'm terribly in love with Danny, and he doesn't seem to care.
Yeah, but that's just it. Patsy thinks she's in love with me. Do I let it bother me?
Patsy's a sweet little girl.
Ah, but she's only fooling with me. Now, who could love a face like this? I ask you.
Then we're both in the same boat, I suppose.
Well, you got a face like me?
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more skies of gray than any Russian play.
Molly, cheer up, will you? I bet you'd feel better if I sang like Marie Chevalier. They're writing songs of love, but not for moi. A lucky star is above, but not for moi. What about Al Jolson? With love to lead my way, I found more skies of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. My little mammy. What about Jimmy Durante? I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hey, I hope, alas, and also back to date. Eddie Cantor.
Although I can't dismiss all memory of abuse.
What about all of them? I guess she's not. No, I guess she's not. I hate the thought of it. I gotta tell you.
Not for me. If you know Susie like I know Susie, oh.
Nothing I like better than a good impersonation. Frank Gorshin. Well, the studio album, the studio cast recording bonanza of the 80s and 90s allowed us to hear people do roles that they should have done on stage or in film and never did. And to me, the greatest recoverable was Julie Andrews in a studio recording of The King and I, conducted by John Mocieri. It's wonderful to hear her do this role.
Your servant. Your servant? Indeed, I'm not your servant, although you give me less than servant's pay. I'm a free and independent employee. Employee. Because I'm a woman, you think, like every woman, I have to be a slave or concubine. You conceited, self-indulgent libertine. Libertine. Oh, how I wish I'd called him that. Right to his face. Libertine. And while we're on the subject, sire, there are certain goings-on around this place that I wish to tell you I do not admire. I do not like polygamy, or even moderate bigamy. I realize that in your eyes that clearly makes a prigamy. But I am from a civilized land called Wales, where men like you are kept in county jails. In your pursuit of pleasure, you have mistresses who treasure you. They have no ken of other men beside whom they can measure you. A flock of sheep and you are the only ram. Ha, no wonder you're the wonder of Siam. I'm rather glad I didn't say that. Not with the women right there. And the children. The children. I'll not forget the children. No matter where I go, I'll always see those little faces looking up at me. Your Majesty, shall I tell you what I think of you? You're spoiled. You're a conscientious worker, but you're spoiled. Giving credit where it's due, there is much I like in you, but it's also very true that you're spoiled. Everybody's always bowing to the king. Everybody has to grovel to the king. By your Buddha, you are blessed. By your ladies, you're caressed. But the one who loves you best is the king. All that bowing and kowtowing to remind you of your royalty, I find a most disgusting exhibition. Well, I wouldn't ask a Siamese cat to demonstrate his loyalty by taking that ridiculous position. How would you like it if you were a man playing the part of a toad, crawling around on your elbows and knees, eating the dust in the road? Toads! Toads! All of your people are toads! Yes, Your Majesty. No, Your Majesty. Tell us how low to go, Your Majesty. Make some more decrees, Your Majesty. Don't let us up off our knees, Your Majesty. Give us a kick if it please, Your Majesty. Give us a kick if you would, Your Majesty. Whoa! Oh, that was good. Your Majesty.
Well, I'll tell you what I think of you, Miss Andrews. You're the tops. Another chance in a recorded album division is to hear great comedians do their stuff. Here's Dom DeLuise, a guy I just love, playing the Wazir from a Columbia studio recording of Kismet.
Imagine the Wazir of police with a wizard in his employ, power within power. Now no end is too high and no means too low. How subtly I shall change the face of Baghdad. Subtlety, aha, always subtlety. Anyone can be violent and crude, but subtlety has put me where I am. When we caught the 700 men and hung them in their prison pen, who said, suspend them by their fuzz. Was I, was here, I was. When the keeper of the royal zoo was short a cockatoo or two, who sealed him in a pot of glue. Was I, was here, I was.
He has a way of learning what he wants to know.
Yes.
Nearly pit. That's the point.
They always seem to remember when I begin to dismember them arm by arm and ear by ear and joint by joint. When the court musician lost his grasp and let his lute begin to rasp, who had him bitten by an asp, was I, was here.
Was he? Was here?
Was I? Was here?
Was he? Was here?
I was! It was me! Oh, the time we caught the man who said I was a knife!
Joy, oh joy! Oh. Christmas time!
I confiscated his mother and then did something or other involving her dissolving in a vat of lime. When? At last, in manner neat and deft, I've hacked and hatcheted and cleft until no one but me is left. I want it clear.
He wants it clear.
I was here.
And is was here. The every single charming and disarming thing he does.
was I wazir?
I was.
Darling, do you think it might restore you if I told you how much I adore you? Sherry, you fill my cup with happiness. Sherry, you fill it up with happiness. You make this life a glorious game. The sound of your name can set me aflame with gay anticipation. Sherry, you make me feel deliciously merry and oh so high. I swear champagne is overrated. I'm just plain intoxicated. Sherry, with you. Darling, I love you so much, I just don't know where to start.
Start with the dirt first, dear. That's what I want to hear.
Oh, darling, that won't be easy. You know I never listen to gossip. But since you're sick, get this one. Sherry.
Go, my blossom girl, go.
You'll never guess what happened to Terry.
That's the blossom I know.
She went away to Switzerland and had the whole thing lifted again. She should have said when. They pulled her so tight this time, she can't maneuver. Gertie.
What has Gertie done now?
Got pinched in France for dancing too dirty. And poor Eileen Green found her husband acting shameless with a gal who shall be nameless.
Now, Blossom!
Oh, all right. With me.
More.
Lucille McNeil.
Some help.
Whose charms have been exhibited freely.
Yes, I know them quite well.
Grows less and less inhibited. Last week she had the cheek to appear in something so sheer. My dear, you could see the promised land quite clearly. Darling,
come on, show us your claws.
The crowd at El Morocco is snarling about some dumb bum who created mass disaster, kicking Elsa in the aster.
Blossom?
Yes, love.
That was me.
No! Morning, it's spring, and I'm on a swing while robins wing around me. Sherry.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
You make me feel delectably merry.
Oh, go ahead if it makes you feel
and
better.
And so alive, I put an end to whiskey sours since I spent hours. Sherry, 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 with you.
Well, most of the studio recordings we've listened to in our part two of our two-part series were re-recordings of great hits. This was not a great hit. It was Sherry, the 1967 musical version of The Man Who Came to Dinner, written by James Lipton. Yes, that James Lipton and Lawrence Rosenthal. But they managed to get it into a studio with Nathan Lane and Carol Burnett. Who could you ask for better casting than that? Not on stage, but in a studio recording. Well, we turn to one of the grandmasters from the 80s and 90s, a wonderful guy named John McGlynn, who had a single-minded vision to record every single note that Jerome Kern ever wrote. He didn't quite get there, but he really brought some tremendous scores back for posterity, for which we're grateful. Here is Sitting Pretty with Judy Blazer and Jason Graw, and then we'll go into this monumental three-disc recording he did of Showboat.
In my set, the chaps I've met tell me sport's the one best bet. They say it's so low not to be keen on tennis and polo. See what I mean? But I found out more and more. All that kind of stuff's a bore. With all the swells, I'm getting it wrong because I won't play mahjong. There is only one, just one game that I consider fun. I want to sit, just sit and sit and sit with you the whole day through.
Just sit.
That's it. Just sit and sit and sit. And nobody kidding us. I want to sit and hold your little mitt on chairs that fit just two. For I'd give half the city if I were sitting pretty little lady with you.
Smart frocks I stitch for ladies rich, shut up all day inside a store. I stitch and stitch and stitch, and then I start and stitch some more. Enjoyment this employment doesn't bring, I'm here to say. Believe me, I could use the time in quite a different way. I want to sit, just sit and sit.
Butting in.
I like to sit before the lights were lit on chairs that fit just two. Other girls I would pity if I were sitting pretty like a lady with you.
Coming around.
done that cleaning. Cap Mandy's gonna rehearse soon.
Who you giving orders to, Shiftless?
You heard me. Say, what's the matter with you today, Queenie? You've been snapping back at me like an old mud turtle.
I don't feel right today. You just let me alone and keep polishing your rails. Heaven keep that devil away. Keep that misery far away. And if he is coming today,
heaven guard you let him stay.
Pied here yet?
He will be in a minute. You get at your piano.
Oh, Julie, I hate to rehearse today. I'd rather sit and talk to you about him.
Well, you can't now, honey. I'm going to slip backstage. I don't want your ma to know we've been talking together.
Something was gonna happen.
Well, what's happened?
Nothing. Yet. I know this misery's near. I don't know why it is here.
Keep singing like that.
That was from John McGlynn's monumental, at the time, 3-CD recording of Showboat on EMI. He recorded every note of Showboat that ever existed, that ever was. Maybe a little overly bounteous, but that particular number, Misery's Coming Round, has never been recorded. It was actually cut from the Washington engagement of Showboat. And hearing it in context, the way the studio recording did, just sort of made the whole texture of the score seem different and the whole experience seem different and much more profound. So much so that Hal Prince was inspired in his, I think it's 92 revival of Showboat on Broadway, to incorporate various aspects of these newfound additions. So the studio recording is very much here to stay. We've heard over the past 2 hours, because we had a part one last week, some fads, maybe, of ways of getting these great scores to be done in stereo or on CD or with big stars or with comedy stars, you name it. It's been a bountiful tradition. And one of the great things it enables one to do is to take a score that may not have been well recorded in the first place and re-examine it with a big orchestra and stars who can come in, great performers. They can just learn their parts in a week and come in and do it and bang, they're out. They don't have to sign a 8-performance-a-week, 9-month commitment. And one of the best, I think, is Allegro. Allegro is a terrible original cast recording from 1947 on RCA. It just gives you no idea of the deep and profound landscape of that particular score by Rodgers and Hammerstein. But thankfully, Ted Chapin and Bruce Pomahack managed to wrangle the resources to do a studio recording a few years back. I think it's on 2 CDs. And they just got everybody you could name, Patrick Wilson and Barbara Cook and Audra McDonald. So what better way to come home in a 2-hour, because we did part one last week, 2-hour look at great studio cast recordings, then Audra McDonald singing a beautiful song, impeccably recorded, impeccably moving, from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro, courtesy of the studio cast recording.
To do, where there's love for.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.